Less than a year ago, the Czech Green Party had little hope of succeeding in this year's elections. Their preferences hovered at some 2 to 3%. At the same time, the party, made up of mostly NGO activists and environmentalists, was rife with internal squabbling and accusations. But today, the party is nearing 10% in opinion polls and is being both lauded and attacked by the two leading Czech political parties, the Conservative Civic Democrats and the ruling Social Democrats. So who are the Czech Greens, and how have they gained popularity so fast? The Green Party was originally formed shortly after the 1989 Velvet Revolution. However, throughout the 1990s, it was battered badly by financial scandals, personnel defections, and a lack of direction. This changed in 2003, when a wave of new members, mostly from the ranks of environmental and other NGOs, joined the party. The new members also voted in new leadership headed by Jan Beránek and Jakub Patočka, two well-known leaders of environmental groups. This is when Ondřej Velek joined the party, and Mr. Velek says that this was a time of great upheaval.
I don't want to pretend that there were no conflicts. So the party, because it was a party created by older members and the new radical NGOs, so it was a necessity to have some natural conflicts or tensions. And also the leadership of Honza Beránek and Jakub Patočka was a little bit more like NGO leadership, so it was more based on some not fully democratic principles.
In the summer of 2005, with the party even more divided, a new candidate, Martin Bursík, who had been the environment minister in the caretaker government of Jozef Tošovský in 1997 and 1998, announced his intention to run for party chairman. Bursík's reputation and his background in professional politics, something that had been lacking in the Green Party up to this point, was the impetus for a new group of people to join the party. One of them was Zuzana Králová.
When I was studying at university, I was working in non-governmental organization, and through this, I basically came to the Greens. My close friends were active in the Greens since, let's say, 2002, and I was for a long time in doubt if to enter a political party or not. But then in June 2005, I felt that some change in the future can be made, because I knew that Martin Bursík is going to be a candidate for a chairman in the Greens, and I decided that this is the thing that I can enter the Greens and to work to the new future.
It was with the election of Bursík as party chairman that the preferences of the Green Party started to grow so dramatically. Also, the new chairman helped shape an eclectic list of candidates that range from human rights activists and leftist newspaper columnists to folk singers and former liberal government officials. How does this strange amalgam of candidates focused around the electoral slogan of quality of life manage to gain the lofty numbers it has? Political scientist Jiří Pehe has this explanation.
Well, I think that the Greens appeal to several different constituencies in Czech politics. First, for a long time, there was a vacuum in Czech politics with many voters saying we have no one to vote for. And they were looking for a respectable new party which would basically fill the gap. Second, there's a large group of liberal voters, many of them left-leaning liberals, who also had no one to vote for because the Czech Social Democratic Party is really not doing much for those voters. And finally, I think that green politics in the Czech Republic is a natural thing.
Pehe is also quick to remark that the party can benefit from its mix of candidates and offering of fresh faces, but it could pose a serious problem after the election.
This may be something that will ultimately damage the Green Party once it has gotten into the parliament, because then it will be, of course, closely watched. And under this scrutiny, it's quite possible that people realize that many of the civic activists are really not suited for politics. But at this point, I think it's playing into the hands of the Green Party.
The lack of political experience of Green Party candidates and the problems this could pose is something that Chairman Martin Bursík is well aware of. When asked if the party is prepared for the responsibility that electoral success would bring, Bursík admitted that though this task is daunting, the party is preparing for this situation.
It's been very fast, especially for some people. just imagine that you become a leader in some region. You are so far a professional. You are a director of a zoological garden, being a chief of some international association of zoos. However, you are not a politician. You got 4 years experience from the municipal level, and suddenly you are thrown to the political debate with Prime Minister on the TV, so it's not easy. And my answer is that the Green Party has been professionalizing, and this will continue. We cover the whole Republic, and the parliamentary elections, it's a first step in this process.
It is this type of call for professionalizing the party that has energized the base. Core members, like Ondřej Velek, who up to now have stayed out of elections, might even consider standing for office in order to help further the party.
Maybe some people like me have a temptation to enter the municipal policy level and to influence really issues around their homes, or our homes and our families.
The Green Party is still the outsider looking in on the Czech political scene, which can be something attractive to voters and at the same time turn voters weary of an untested entity away. Martin Bursík is also counting on this factor as something that will mobilize the party itself for the upcoming elections.
So far, there is a huge difference. If you look on the headquarters of the main parties, all of the parliamentary parties, they have their houses in their own property. We have a small office in Prague 10, which is on the level of their district offices. We work 98% voluntarily, but it's also positive. This is a factor which brings a higher motivation for the members of our party.
Currently, the party is well above the 5% needed for participation in parliament. This can all change in the 2 months to come before the polls. In the end, the voters will decide if the Greens will be a new force in Czech politics, or if Green politics will remain outside the mainstream.